Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Everyday Language. This is episode number 3. If you haven't heard of our other two episodes yet, make sure to go back and listen to those. Welcome to the show if you're new. Thank you so much for listening. This is the second show of LMPN that we're starting up here. We're really excited to continue doing this show. We go live every day at 6 a.m. on YouTube, and you can also listen to our show on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found. So today's episode is going to be all about writing engaging content for your website. So if you need help with blog posts, feel free to reach out to us, alenzo@lenzomedia.com or 616-304-9426. Lenzo Media does a lot of work with blog posts, so we're happy to give you some free advice. Just let us know. So today we wanted to talk about writing useful content and how it can really help your business. So to make your content engaging, it is very important for a number of reasons. You want to continue to bring customers back, and you want to provide value to your customers through blogging. So we're going to give you a few tips to help create more engaging content on the internet. So the first thing we want to talk about is understanding the platform that you're posting to. Every social media platform, blogging platform, video sharing platform, they have a different algorithm and they have a different audience. And the way that you display that content is just as important as the content itself. So remember that whether it's a social media platform or it's a search engine, they all have an algorithm that will display content to its users based on their likability, based on the engagement, and based on the type of content that's being posted. So studies indicate that sharing images is on the rise. So including images like square images or the 19:6 aspect ratio on platforms like Facebook or Twitter with a good description is a great way to boost your engagement on text posts. Creating content that is personal and relatable to another person is another great way to boost engagement. Social media was created for people to be social, so remember to be social on social media. Engage with your audience and create a community around your brand. If you can invest in video, it is important to check out video content. Videos perform much higher than any other type of content on any platform. And then continue to use interactive media as well. So another tip is to use keywords and hashtags. These are very important to get your content seen from a broader audience instead of just your inner circle. So if you use hashtags, I'm sure you've already seen them on social media platforms before. You just click on the hashtag and it's a ton of posts that other people have also hashtagged. But another important thing is keywords. So just including words in your posts that are being talked about or trending can get picked up by certain algorithms. So platforms like Twitter and Facebook will promote posts based on their keywords, not just on their hashtags. Remember to write short and informative sentences in your descriptions. Newspapers and other media have begun to adapt their writing styles like this. It's important to create content that's to the point and it's very precise and informative. Adding bullet points, bold words, and headlines in your blog posts is a very good way to break up subjects and keep your content clear and concise. Just even using like the little wavy icon or using the dot icon as bullet points in social media posts, if you have a longer post for some reason, is another good way to keep your content clear and keep it easy to read. Now remember to create useful and original content. That is the most important thing when creating content online. If you create it, you have to remember that there's a ton of people also creating the same thing in the same subject. So try to find content that's unique, write articles that other people are not writing and that your audience could really use. Understand your audience and create content that will best serve their needs. Don't mislead your audience with clickbaity headlines, otherwise you will have less engagement on your other posts. Build good credibility. I wanted to let you know that we also have a newsletter, the Lenzo Media newsletter. You can sign up for at lenzomedia.com. You can get notified when we post another episode of this show, any of our other shows, or our blog posts. So be sure to check that out. Another thing you can do is add interactive features to your content. So using tools like Nightlab, PlayBuzz, or embedding any social media posts into your article is another great way to break up text and encourage engagement among your reader. Your whole goal should be to keep the reader on the page as long as possible. And the more interactive features that you have on the page, the better. It is a great way to get your audience invested in your content. Multimedia elements are the way to go. The last thing I wanted to talk about was breaking up large amount of text. There are a few things you can do. So we've talked about using multimedia. Another thing is just using images. If you use stock images from Unsplash or Pixabay, it's a great way to break up a large amount of text. We do that with our blog posts. We'll post descriptions under the text and titles alongside it as well. Make sure that your pictures are relevant to what you're writing, but also make sure that you're using enough visual elements to grab the attention of your reader. So that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like we've said before, these are going to be 5 to 10 minutes long, just some short, simple marketing tips that you can understand and apply to your business. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already checked out our other shows, you can go to lenzomedia.com/LMPN, or you can check out Lenzo Media's podcasting services as well at lenzomedia.com. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.